Did you know you could shop around for prescription prices? With GoodRx, you can find free coupons at over 70,000 pharmacies and save up to 80%. It's that easy. But don't just take my word for it. Dr. Adam says, I've been telling all my patients about GoodRx. Jacqueline says, my medication was $65 without insurance, but I paid $25. Aubriana says, you don't have to pay full price to live your best life. Couldn't have said it better myself. GoodRx is 100% free. Download the GoodRx app today and start saving. GoodRx is not insurance.
Episode 993 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for Job Search, CoachingHQ.com, and welcome. Busy week, busy day. Love it. Coaching a lot of people, responding to people who are contacting me. I'll just simply say, if you're interested in my helping you with your search as a coach, not as a recruiter, listen to the end of the show. There's information about that there. And if we are connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I love hearing from folks who I've been helping through the show, through my videos, through my other show, which is called Job Search Radio. That's a video podcast that comes out through webtalkradio.net. So subscribe to that show as well. It has different content released than this one. Now, this show is going to be about something very simple: responding to an offer they make on the spot. You know, you're in an interview, things are going well, and suddenly there's an offer put out there. How do you respond? Hope you find this helpful. Please give the show 5 stars. It does help other people discover. By the way, we're the number one podcast on Player FM for job search. Yay us! And a week from today, we become the first job search podcast to hit 1,000 episodes. Thank you for your support, and now let's get going. Now, imagine you're in an interview. Maybe it's the first interview, maybe it's the fifth interview. And suddenly comes that moment where out of the blue, they say, we'd like to make you an offer. And they tell you the amount. What are your thoughts? Now, the typical advice is to say, you know, I'm thinking favorably about this, but I'd like a little time to think about it. Can you give me a day? Personally, I think, you know, you ask for 48 hours rather than 24. But I want to back up for a second, because the typical advice isn't always the right advice. It can be under certain circumstances, but I want to give you a different piece of advice. Now, it starts off with the premise that for some of you, you've been out of work for a while. And they make you an offer, and you want to go, yippee, you know, and take it, especially if they hit your number. But this is a time where you can negotiate salary a little bit. So before you go, yippee, I'm going to take it, you might try my easiest way to negotiate a higher salary for yourself video. And there, it's a 10-minute video where I go through the machinations of how to do a gentle salary negotiation. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes or in the notes for this video. But before you jump up and down and say, yippee, I'm going to take it, freeze for a second and follow that advice about trying to get them to up the offer a little bit. I'm very flattered. Could I think about it a little bit? Now, they know at this point you're not ready to say yes. What's going on for you? They'll follow up with you. And if they don't, you know, you can come back to them a day or two later, you know, whatever the timeline is that's agreed to, and say, you know, I really like your firm a lot. I like the people I've met with, and the work is terrific. But could you do a touch better on the offer? And if they can't, you say yes, especially if you've been out of work for a while. Now, for many of you, it's okay to say yes. But again, I'm at the point now, you've been out of work for a while. You're tempted to instantly say yes, but I'm encouraging you to try and do a little bit of a salary negotiation. And for those of you who are working and you still have a couple of interviews, I like 48 hours to consider this. What's going on? Well, frankly, I have a final interview tomorrow with another organization. I want to compare and contrast what they say and do. And I don't want to just gratuitously say yes and then disappoint you later on. Oh, no, we wouldn't want you to do that. We just want you to be ready to join. Well, you know, I've got this loose end here. And I don't think it would be fair to them or to you. Let me backtrack. I don't think it would be fair to you if I made it, you know, a commitment that I couldn't keep. So please give me 48 hours. And if they say, no, we want a decision right now, you've got a choice. And also they're sending a message. Do you want to work for an organization that wants to steamroll you or not? That's your choice. Some people are okay with that. You know, they want to work for people who really want them and want that decision and can be decisive. And that's okay. So I'm not going to give you the automatic, well, it's a bad thing that they're doing. You have to consider it in the context of what you're looking for in an organization. So, you know, again, the firm that pushes you may be exactly what you need in order to, you know, take control of your career and maybe the kind of work environment you want to be in. If they push you and that's not what you want, there's a message there that you could also find useful. So let's say they give you 48 hours and you come back to them and you still don't have the other offer. Well, your choice at that point is to say, could you give me one more day? Now, at this point, they start to get impatient because they don't think you're serious about joining them, that you favor the other firm. That's the message that they're taking away. So you ideally don't want to do that. You really want to push the firm that you're waiting on because hopefully before that final meeting, you've told them that you already have another offer, you'd appreciate their decision, and that they don't screw around and impact the first firm that's already made the offer. The second firm was the problem here, not the first. So I want to remind you of that here because the first firm liked you and wanted to make the offer. They've been gracious. They've given you 48 hours that you asked for. If you really think 72 is okay, ask for 72. But I think most firms are more comfortable hearing 48 than 72. Again, that's my experience talking. So at the end of the 48, they want a decision. And I encourage you to say yes because the second firm screwed around because they know that you have another decision. That you're holding off another firm and you want to join. And yes, this second firm could offer you a boatload of money and they may yet offer you a boatload of money. Doesn't mean you don't listen, but for now, it's time to say yes to the first firm. So just to review, if you have nothing else and they make you an offer on the spot, it's your opportunity to do a little bit of salary negotiation using the easiest way to negotiate a higher salary for yourself. Then from there, if you have something and you're stalling because you have another interview, then you're asking for 48 hours to have this other interview. And then from there, you know, if you haven't heard from the second firm, you're accepting. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to say yes to the second firm if they come in with a superior offer. Now, one last scenario. Let's say you don't have that other interview and you just want 48 hours to think about it. I want you to think in terms of questions that you have for them and then follow my approach on the single best question, the easiest way to negotiate a higher salary for yourself, to try and get the money up a little bit. Now, at the end of the day, you know, you may discover that they're not willing to increase the offer. That doesn't make them bad. It just means that they've got a budget that they're trying to follow. But you try because it's always better in your pocket than in theirs. After all, you know, $1,000 increase, more likely a $5,000 increase that they may make to try and close the deal, or a $10,000 increase. Let's do the math here. They increase the offer by $5,000. At the end of 5 years, that's worth more than $26,000 given salary percentage increases that you'll get over the course of your time there. better in your pocket, $25,000, $26,000. Now, if they do it by $10,000, well, that's more than $50,000 of additional income that you'll receive over the course of 5 years just by stalling a little bit and negotiating. So don't leap in. Always delay a little bit. It makes them anxious and more likely to negotiate with you, increase the money, and increase what you have in your pocket. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to say that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, look at the tabs on the top and you'll see a menu of choices for you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation, answering your question, advising you about a decision you have to make about job offers. That's all there is an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end. It's in half-hour increments, so it doesn't take a lot of time in each session, and that's another way you can do it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing with folks who like the show and are interested in my help. Lastly, I also want to mention I've got a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it seems like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that'll help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, hope you have a great day. Take care.